Phyllis Howard and June Sterling will now come and present us a symbol of Lent.
On our collage, we now have three symbols, the palm branches and the cross, which represents the events of the beginning and the end of Holy Week, and the money bag, which symbolizes the betrayal of Jesus by his trusted friend Judas. On this third Sunday of Lent, we add a basin and a towel. In washing and drying the feet of his disciples, Jesus took upon himself a servant's task. When Jesus started to perform this task, his disciples expressed strong objections for two reasons. Their master was not supposed to be washing anyone's feet, just as they were not supposed to perform this task. This was a task of servants. How would you feel if you had to wash another person's feet? When Jesus had finished washing his disciples' feet, he told them that if they were to follow him, they should not be too proud to serve other persons. We need to learn humility in serving others and to recall that Jesus came into the world to serve and not to be served. Remembering our call to servanthood, we add a basin and a towel to our collage today.
Today's scripture reading is found in John 13, 5 through 9, and it's on page 100 in the Pew Bibles. Then he poured water into a basin, and he began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel in which he was girded. He came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet? If I do not," Jesus answered him, "if I do not wash you, you have no part of me." I'm sorry. Let me back up. Jesus answered to him, What I am doing now, you do not know, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you have no part in me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." This is our prayer. O Lord God, help us to raise our thoughts and actions beyond ourselves to the concern and care of other people, known and unknown to us. In Jesus' name, amen.